AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. The Supreme Court is going to hear a challenge to the consideration of race in college admissions. It's over lawsuits claiming Harvard University and the University of North Carolina discriminate against Asian American applicants. The AP's Mark Sherman reports lower courts have sided with the schools.
The Supreme Court is going to review that, and with a more conservative court than the one that upheld the use of an affirmative action plan in Texas as recently as 2016, that ruling is under threat at the Supreme Court.
Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg died in 2020, and Justice Anthony Kennedy retired in 2018. A defense attorney for one of three former Minneapolis police officers charged with violating George Floyd's civil rights told jurors fellow officer Derek Chauvin called all of the shots on the day Floyd died. Attorney Tom Plunkett said the men deferred to Chauvin, who was the senior officer. The trial for the three former officers started today. At Oxford High School in Michigan.
We are reclaiming our high school back.
That was part of the video message from Principal Steve Wolf. The school near Detroit reopened today. Four students were shot and killed there in late November. More than a dozen mutinous soldiers declared on state television a military junta now controls Burkina Faso after they detained the democratically elected president following a day of gun battles in the capital. NATO is outlining potential troop and ship deployments as tensions rise with Russia over an increase in troops at the border with Ukraine. Jens Stoltenberg is hoping diplomacy is the solution.
NATO is a defensive alliance which does not threaten Russia or any other country. But we will always do what is necessary to protect and defend all our allies.
Big losses have eased a bit on Wall Street as financial markets buckled in anticipation of inflation-fighting measures from the Federal Reserve. This is AP News. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says his government will remove virus testing requirements for people traveling to Britain.
Johnson says travelers will no longer have to take tests if they have been double vaccinated. Currently, travelers who have had at least two vaccine doses must take a rapid coronavirus test within 2 days of arriving in Britain. The travel industry is hailing the news as a big step to normality, with the chief executive of Airlines UK saying it's a landmark day. Johnson's Conservative government also is lifting mask mandates and other restrictions this week, relying on vaccinations and widespread testing to keep the virus in check. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Unknown people toppled a statue of Spanish explorer Juan Ponce de Leon ahead of a visit by King Felipe VI to the U.S. Caribbean territory of Puerto Rico. Crews struggled to remove the heavy statue hours after the incident in San Juan. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.